dictation for Elaine, E-L-A-Y-N-E, Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, January 17, 36. Address as a letter to Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, consultation for Mrs. Watson Elaine with abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with her daughter Jane, J-A-N-E. Used to see as a primary care Dr. Mink, M-I-N-K in Clear. She uses a walker. No changes on eating. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. There is minor incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. A stable edema around 2+, bilateral below the knees. Severe arthritis bilateral, no anti-inflammatory agents. No claudication symptoms or no mobility is restricted. Denies chest pain palpitation. Denies syncope. Sun dyspnea on activity, not at rest. No orthopnea PND. No use of oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. No purulent material hemoptysis. Some bruises, but no skin rash. No bleeding nose gums, no headaches. Hard of hearing. No changes on eyesight. Next paragraph, surgeries including cataract surgery, tonsils adenoids, gallbladder, prior fracture, surgical repair, right-sided bimalleolar, right-sided knee replacement, prior colonoscopies, prior procedure for right-sided face neuropathic pain. Next paragraph, reported side effects to sulfa, although doesn't recall the type of reaction. Never smoke or alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, present medications include fibro replacement, Norvasc, oxybutynin, Tylenol, no anti-inflammatory agents, prior Zoloft and Losartan discontinue. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present weight 176, blood pressure 149/80, uses a walker. She was not able to get into the stretcher. I check blood pressure on the right side at 130 over 50, on the left 132 over 70. Length implant, her own teeth, decreased hearing, no facial asymmetry. No expressive aphasia dysarthria, minor JBD, no palpable thyroid or lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no masses, no ascites, brachial pulses is strong, decreased radial capillary refill both hands with acrocyanosis, decreased lower extremity pulses, also some degree of acrocyanosis on the feet, minimal edema, no gangrene, no ulcers, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, September. At that time, no gross anemia, previously low at 10.8, normal white blood cell platelets, normal MCB, normal thyroid studies, vitamin D more than 30, cholesterol not elevated, A1C not elevated, creatinine at 1.58, representing a GFR31 stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated. Back in October 2023, creatinine 1.47, 1.5. 2021, 1.4. 2020, 1.4. Prior urine is from 2021. This will be updated at that time. No blood, no protein, no white blood cells. We are requesting a kidney and bladder ultrasound. No echocardiogram available. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD, stage 3B, stable for many years, no evidence of progression, no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Present blood pressure is well controlled, tolerating RVAS. Prior urine, no activity for blood protein or cells. Present electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium normal. Phosphorus needs to be updated as well as PTH. I did not change medications. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. However, it is not progressing. We are going to rule out obstruction or urinary retention. All issues discussed at length with the patient and her daughter, Jane. We will follow at Mount Pleasant office. End of dictation.